Now let's hear more about that new senator from Minnesota. Al Franken will be sworn into office this week after an 8-month post-election battle in Minnesota with Republican Norm Coleman. Mark Zdetlik of Minnesota Public Radio covered Franken's campaign and has this profile.
Many people are familiar with Al Franken from his time on Saturday Night Live.
Here is Weekend Update social science editor Al Franken. Al?
Franken grew up in Minnesota but gained fame and fortune in New York City as one of the first writers and performers on the show.
Thank you, Jane. Well, the me decade is finally over, and as I predicted right here last December, people are finally beginning to think a little less about themselves and a little bit more about me, Al Franken.
Franken spent years working on SNL and made famous a character by the name of Stuart Smalley.
I'm going to do a terrific show today because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Franken is also known for taking on high-profile conservatives in several best-selling books. And prior to running for Senate...
Broadcasting from an underground bunker 3,500 feet below Dick Cheney's bunker...
Franken hosted a liberal radio talk show on the Air America network. Republican strategist and top Washington lobbyist Vin Weber predicts Franken will surprise many people in Washington.
I think that he comes into Washington with much the same reputation that he initially entered the Minnesota Senate race. That is to say, basically a comedian and a showman, and a comedian and showman with some, you know, a little bit off-color history to him. But I think that he will change that perception pretty quickly. You know, I obviously supported Norm Coleman, but I know that Al Franken is a very smart guy. He was a very serious candidate.
Al Franken moved back to Minnesota in 2005, fueling speculation he was planning to get into politics. And when he did in early 2007, Franken quickly proved a hard-working campaigner.
I want to go to Washington to lead on things like universal health care and an Apollo program for renewable energy. And if I get in a position to do oversight on a war, I will do it.
As a politician, Franken was confident out of the gate. Actress Jane Curtin worked with Franken on Saturday Night Live. She is one of a number of celebrities who wrote checks for Franken's campaign.
He is smart. He's politically savvy. He's been following politics for years. He knows what he's talking about. He's got a lot of things going for him, and I thought it just made complete sense.
But as Franken campaigned against Republican Senator Norm Coleman, the GOP ripped him for his past, including a pornographic essay he penned for Playboy magazine years before the Senate race. Franken often says he's proud of his entertainment career, but during the state endorsing convention, he found himself apologizing for any offensive behavior.
The things I said and wrote send a message to some of my friends in this room and the people in this state that they can't count on me to be a champion for women and for all the people of Minnesota in this campaign and in the Senate. I'm sorry for that.
As Al Franken set out campaigning, he predicted Minnesotans would take him seriously. He was right, although he beat Norm Coleman by the narrowest of margins. Al Franken says he goes to Washington planning to be a workhorse, not a show horse. Some political observers say what remains to be seen is whether it'll be a stretch for Franken, who's been calling his own shots for years, to compromise and play by the rules of the Senate. For NPR News, I'm Mark Zdetlik in St. Paul.